Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours covered your way in about 5 minutes. Flash is dead in about 3 years. But really, 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 it's going to happen this time. And this is straight from Adobe itself. Yes, you did hear that correctly. Adobe is planning to end the life of Flash by 2020. Not only is it just Adobe saying, yeah, we're going to kill it, but they're bringing a whole bunch of people together, including Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla. By bringing the tech community together, they can finally put that dagger in Flash. In Adobe's statement yesterday, they said, we will stop updating, distributing the Flash player at the end of 2020. And they encourage content creators to migrate any existing Flash content to new open formats. Oh, if Steve Jobs was here right now, he'd probably be saying, it's about freaking time. Well, let's see. Amazon's got Alexa. We got that speaker thingy coming out from Apple. And, of course, we got Google Home. Who's left when it comes to a speaker in the house? Oh, yeah, Facebook. What? Yeah, it seems Facebook has some plans to release their own smart speaker sometime in 2018. And apparently this one will have a 15-inch touchscreen. So it sounds a little bit more than just a speaker. Now, from what the rumors are telling us, the speaker, or shall we say monitor speaker, is being developed by Facebook's consumer hardware lab. This is what's going down in Building 8 right now. It's kind of like Facebook's Area 61. The reason why we know this is going on over there in Building 8, well, apparently somebody uncovered a Building 8 patent that is describing a hardware device that could function like a speaker with a screen. Might be a bit of a stretch, but yeah, you put the two together, you got Alexa on steroids. Which makes me wonder, what they're going to call this thing. Hey, Zucker! We are getting closer and closer and closer to iOS 11. The third round of public beta has been released for the OS. Actually, it's only been 2 weeks since we had the second one, so it seems that things are starting to get tidied up. Now, if you're not currently on the beta program, which you're obviously going to have to be in, you can sign up over there at Apple's beta testing website. That'll give you access to iOS, macOS, and tvOS, by the way, which also have newly updated betas. Be cautious, however, though, I have to say this, don't put it on your main device. It's beta for a reason. And finally, oh my goodness gracious, I got it wrong. Actually, I think a lot of people got it wrong, but I'll take the blame for it. Microsoft Paint, we said it's dead, it's going away. That was a little premature. According to a blog post from Megan Saunders, she's the general manager within the Windows Experience Group, by the way, Paint isn't going away. In fact, Saunders said Microsoft will release MS Paint in the Windows Store as a free app. Her actual quote was, MS Paint is here to stay. It will just have a new home, sitting inside the Windows Store, where it will be available, of course, for free. Can you imagine them trying to charge for the thing? So those of you yesterday who I got in such a depressed state, especially on a Tuesday, apparently the paint will remain wet. Yay. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our place for the podcasts, the blog, the review section, and a new little thing, thanks to Mr. Righty over here at BTN, the Better Late Than Never section. Basically a place for you to check out the stuff that maybe you didn't get, which you would have got, now you got. Maybe old tech, but it's new to you. Also, give us a like over there on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. A lot of you have been doing that, I noticed lately. Thank you very much. Also, give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. If you really feel like it or just plumb bored, you can also follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our BTN community, that's where the fun is and that's where you should be. Come join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely hump day. Go play with paint now. It ain't going anywhere. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.